Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
And a very good Monday morning to you, Marlins Nation. Thanks for rewinding with us. Happy Memorial Day. Well, I hope you are happy, Marlins Nation, because the Marlins just swept the Los Angeles Angels in three games. Lost 2 of 3 in San Francisco, 3 of 4 in Colorado. But what a way to respond, 5 and 5 on this road trip. But for yesterday, for the recap, as always, here's your radio voice of the Miami Marlins, Kyle Seeloff.
An incredibly gutsy effort by the Miami Marlins this week in Los Angeles. In Southern California, they sweep the Los Angeles Angels. They have swept their third series of the season. They're first on the road. Nick Fortes and Gene Segura come up big in Game 3 this afternoon. The Marlins' charge was led by the young 20-year-old right-hander Yuri Perez, and the Marlins blank the Los Angeles Angels for the first time in 95 games. They beat them 2-0 this afternoon, and regardless of what happens tonight between the Braves and the Phillies, the Marlins will open up play on Tuesday night at home against the San Diego Padres in sole possession of second place in the National League East and in sole possession on May 30th of the second wild card spot in the National League. This is the 10th inning show with Kelly Sacco. I'm Kyle Seeloff, and Kelly, let's kind of work start to finish this afternoon. We'll start with Yuri Perez. Thought the young man battled, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts, but no runs, 2 hits, and 5 innings of work.
He set the tone. He pitched fantastic here today. In the second inning, they really worked him, but he turned around in the third. It took him 8 pitches to get 3 outs. In the fourth, 11 pitches to get 3 outs. He made the in-game adjustments that he needed to make, and he also controlled his emotions when he had some runners on and some traffic on. He didn't let the moment get too big. That's something that he said he's learned early on in his career. It's something that he's working on, and it's something he did a very good job with here today.
So Stephen Okert followed Yuri Perez. Okert, 2/3 of an inning. Matt Barnes came in. He worked 1/3 of an inning. I go to Andrew Nardi and then Tanner Scott. Nardi worked 2/3 of an inning, but in particular, get deeper into this ballgame, bottom of the 7th inning, Tanner Scott came on. He intentionally walked Mike Trout to get to Shohei Ohtani, and he threw a 96-mile-an-hour fastball by him, struck him out. Tanner Scott, unbelievable today, a walk, 3 strikeouts, and an inning and a third.
How about that move by Skip Schumacher to put Trout on first base, and that played dividends, but give Tanner Scott credit where credit is due, and that's something he's been doing all season. He's been pounding the zone. Where he struggled last year were the walks and the lack of control, and he got a little too big, and the baseballs were hitting the backstops, and this time he's trusting his stuff. I talked to him. I asked him, what's the difference? He says, I trust myself. I have confidence. I'm going to make them beat me in the strike zone. And they couldn't do it today. He collected 3 strikeouts in a row. Ohtani, the next inning, Drury, and Renhifo.
And then JT Shagua in the bottom of the 9th inning was 0-for-9 in save opportunities throughout the course of his career. Gets his first this afternoon. Holy goodness, it was rocky, right? I mean, Wallach gets the leadoff single, but then he gets the 4-6-3 double play. Then in a full count of payoff pitch, he walks Neto. And then Renfro doubles 2nd and 3rd with 2 outs, tying man in scoring position, bottom 9. Maybe the greatest player of all time, Mike Trout, at the plate. And he gets him to softly line out to 2nd base. Arise made a nice play. Gutsy effort by Shagua. The Marlins win 2-0.
He sure did it in dramatic fashion, didn't he? And he had this entire ballpark on their feet, cheering for their star player in Trout, who could have ended this ball game with 1 swing. But even on your worst days, you got to be good enough to win. And that's what JT Shagua did. He found a way to work through the struggles that he was having. And he put the nail in the coffin. The Marlins, who started this road trip 1-4, ended it 4-1. Incredible comeback from on this 10-game trip, and they have a much-deserved off day tomorrow.
Yeah, Marlins have won 4 of their last 5, and Kelly, offensively, before we get out of here, how about Nick Fortes, his homer, and then Gene Segura seemingly took things personal when the Angels intentionally walked Gurriel to get him in the sixth inning, and he collected a big two-out RBI-based knock. But Fortes and Segura provide the damage this afternoon at the plate.
Just goes to show you that this is up and down the lineup for the Marlins. They're not constantly relying on those guys who are going to inevitably have off days. You can't just expect the same guys to produce day in and day out. Nick Fortes struggling at the plate to start the season. Starting to come around on this road trip today. Three hits, a triple shy of the cycle, the big home run on the changeup. He sat on that pitch, took it yard, and then Gene Segura taking things personal. Walked up to the plate. Yuli Gurriel didn't want to be intentionally walked, practically pushed him down the line and said, oh yeah, you're going to do this? I'm going to do this to you. And then he drops the blooper into right field, gives the Marlins a little bit of insurance. Maybe that is going to be what he needs to start to get going.
All right, Kelly, awesome stuff. Great working with you, and I know in about a week and a half, you and I are back at it for the 10-game, 12-day road trip that'll be in Chicago, Seattle, and Washington. So looking forward to that, and let's have a happy flight home.
Let's do it.
All right, that's Kelly Sacco. I'm Kyle Seeloff. Not a whole lot of highlights from this ball game, but the ones we got were good ones. Marlins were staked to a 1-0 lead, and ultimately it would be all they needed this afternoon when Nick Fortes came to the plate with nobody on and one out in the third, facing the lefty Patrick Sandoval. The heart of the fan and the home of the Marlins. Here's the 2-2 to Nick, and he swings and hits it in the air pretty deep. Going back is Ward, still going back, onto the warning track, at the wall. You can kiss it goodbye. Nick Fortes gives the Marlins a 1-0 lead in the third. It's Nick's third long ball of the season. And you fast forward a 1-0 lead to the sixth inning. Leading off the sixth inning, Luis Arraez singled. Garrett Cooper followed with a single. Brian De La Cruz wrapped into a 6-4-3 double play that sent Arraez to third. So with Arraez at third with two outs in the top of the sixth inning, the Angels intentionally walk Yuli Gurriel, knowing Gene Segura is on deck, who has struggled mightily this season. So they intentionally walk Gurriel, and Segura came to the plate with a hot head of hair going. He really wanted to make the Angels pay for that mistake. See if Segura takes this personally. Might bang a ball through the right side that's vacated. And the pitch is hit that way. It's a base hit. Segura just launched his bat into the air, running down the right field line. Segura takes a turn at first. Scoring from third is Arraez. Oh, the Angels are going to have to pay big time for that decision. Gurriel intentionally walked, and Segura just tossed his bat about 25 feet in the air towards the Marlins dugout. The Marlins get a run. They lead 2-0 here in the sixth. It would stay 2-0. Yuri Perez went the first five. Steven Ocker came on in the sixth. With two outs, he was relieved by Matt Barnes, who struck out Matt Tice, the catcher, to get out of the sixth inning. Let's see here. Andrew Nardi came on to start the seventh inning. He allowed a one-out double to the pinch hitter, Zach Neto, the Miami native. He then got Hunter Renfro to line out to second base. Tanner Scott came in the ballgame, and with a runner at second base with two outs in the seventh inning, the Marlins intentionally walk Mike Trout to get to Shohei Ohtani. Scott blew him away with 96, and that got him out of the seventh inning. Scott then proceeded to strike out Drury and Walsh in the eighth inning before Gio Urshela bounced out softly, three unassisted, to Yuli Gurriel. We went to the ninth inning this afternoon. JT Chagua was 0-for-9 in career save opportunities in the big leagues. He was getting his first with the Marlins here today. Chad Wallach pinch hit leading off the bottom of the ninth inning. He roped a single to left. The next man up, Taylor Ward, grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. Nobody on, two out. Neto drew a walk with a full count. He was at first with two outs for Hunter Renfro, who doubled to the gap in left center field. That put runners at second and third base. Marlins leading 2-0. Bottom of the ninth inning. The tying man in scoring position with two outs, Mike Trout at the plate. Oh, the drama here in Anaheim. The Marlins are trying to sweep the Angels, and they've got to go through the big man to do it. Second and third, two outs. Marlins lead 2-0, bottom nine. Chagua comes set out of the stretch. He kicks and fires, and a ball is blooped towards the right side. Arraez has it! Ball game over for his first ever career save in the big leagues. Unbelievable job by the Marlins all weekend long. The Marlins blank the Angels 2-0 this afternoon for the Angels. And for the first time in 95 games, The Los Angeles Angels shut out this afternoon. The Marlins complete their third sweep of the season. They're first on the road. They win four of their last five on this road trip that started in San Francisco, went to Colorado, finished here in Anaheim. Yuri Perez, the winner this afternoon. He's 2-1 this season. Sandoval, the loser. He's 3-4. JT Shagwell with his first save ever in Major League Baseball as the Miami Marlins blank the Los Angeles Angels 2-0 at the Big A Angel Stadium this afternoon. Ball game took 2 hours and 48 minutes in front of nearly 37,000 here at Angel Stadium on this cloudy 68-degree Memorial Day weekend Sunday afternoon here in Southern California. Marlins beat the Angels 2-0, and in the process of doing so this afternoon, they end up striking out 9 Los Angeles Angels today. That means that $225 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
Okay, Kyle, thank you very much. Let's head down to listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say following the 2-0 win and the sweep over the Los Angeles Angels.
Skip, by no means easy to finish a long road trip like this strong. You thought last night was a gutsy win. How would you describe this one today?
Just proud of our guys, our bullpen, long road trip, 4 games in Colorado, and not having to make a bullpen move just shows you what those guys are capable of and doing, and they're on fumes. They were on fumes today, but you wouldn't know it by the way they pitched, and every one of those guys, even Hoeing, said, I'm good to go today, and just a good group, good team win against a really hot Anaheim Angels. So, Los Angeles Angels Anaheim. But yeah, it was a really good overall team win.
Yuri really competed today, especially with that fastball. Get what you needed from him today?
Yeah, I thought one long inning. I would have loved to have seen him go 6 innings, but one long inning kind of hurt him there. And thought he did enough. And, he got some big outs, some big moments with some really good hitters, guys that, you saw him clapping when he got him out and super excited. I mean, you forget he's 20 years old, and getting Trout and Ohtani out is probably one of his highlights of his early career, and I was certainly happy with it. And I think, he did enough to help us win, and it was time to get to the bullpen.
JT, first career save. I know you've talked about just the value he brings, but to have him be able to step up in that spot when you need him to, considering the save of the pen.
Yeah, we needed all kinds of people to step up this series and just where we were in our bullpen, and they all stepped up. Nardi had some big outs. Tanner Scott was ridiculous today and has been really the whole trip. And JT, I would have not liked Trout up in that situation if I could do it all over again. Have to talk to him about that one. But he made a pitch when he had to, and we won the game. So, yeah, he did a great job. He saved the game.
Fortes, home run, 3 hits, and then obviously being able to work a bullpen from shut off from behind the dish. What did you see from him today in this road trip overall?
He's been swinging the bat really, really well. Colorado was some really good signs where you could see him feeling good about where his swing was. He's been working hard, and today was a really good day for him. Anytime you catch a shutout, that should be the highlight for him. I know he had a home run, but we've been talking about his game planning and preaching the game plan and navigating lineups third time through, and he had a young rookie 20-year-old out there and a bullpen we were matching up, and he did a really good job, and no better time to win a game against Trout at the end. And again, I didn't want that to happen, but a win's a win.
The intentional walk to Gene Segura, he comes through with the RBI single. I know that one felt good for him. Have you ever seen a bat flip that epic on a single? I think you could see just kind of what that one meant.
Yeah, he's fighting. I mean, that's the best way I can explain it. He has the care factor is there. He really cares. He's not happy about where he's at. And for him to, get that insurance run was huge, especially when they walked Julie in front of him. And, we needed that insurance run. It feels a little bit better up 2 than up 1 in the ninth. And he did a really good job today.
You talked at the beginning of this series, just the importance of trying to do what you can here then the road trip on a high note, just be able to get the sweep, go 5-5 after the 2-5 start. How big is this?
It's huge. You want to try to, I've always said you want to try to get to at least 500 on the road. Try to get to 500 and win at home. And didn't look great coming into the series after Colorado and San Fran. But again, credit to the guys. We really, really pitched. Got big hit after big hit when we had to, and it's not always going to be Soler or Arias, and Nick, coming up big with Insegura, it's going to be a much better flight, coming home after a long road trip, 5-5.
All right, that was Skip Schumacher. I had a chance to catch up with Gene Segura. Here's what he had to say following the 2-0 win over the Angels. All right, Kyle, thank you very much. We're here with Gene Segura. Gene, this road trip, you lose 2 out of 3 against San Fran, 3 out of 4 against Colorado, but you sweep the Angels here. What do you think has changed these last few days here in Anaheim?
I think the pitchers, the tire rotation, bullpen, come to the game, it's first try, get so zero, give us a chance to come back in the game, keep it, close game. Those 3 games here in Anaheim, we've been playing really great baseball, As a team, we play really, really good baseball on the stretch, and just keep it rolling.
The top of the 6th, the bat flip, where did that come from?
Always come from. It pissed me off when, people, walking people in front of me to pitch to me, it is what it is, it's part of the game, and I know I've been struggling. That's why people are doing it. But, I'm keep grinding, man. Yep. Keep playing baseball. Keep having good attitude. Play hard every single day when I have an opportunity. And at some point, it's going to turn around.
Gene, I appreciate the time, man. Thanks again.
All right, thank you.
All right, Kyle, back to you. All right, we are off here on a Monday, but we're right back at it on Tuesday, where we host a 3-game set with the San Diego Padres. It's going to be a 6:40 first pitch at Lone Depot Park, which means I've got Marlins on deck at 6:10. As always, we hope you can join us. Thanks for rewinding with us. Let's flip the M together, Miami. This is the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.